Tonight's Shir Simon Mem Tes, Sheyachalomer Kriyishma Bal Peh. One may say Kriyishma by heart. Sif Aleph. Aval Gav the Kaimelon, even though we hold Lahalocha, Devarm Shebechsav, Yetar Rashor La Om Al Peh. Those things that are recorded in the written Torah and Torah Shebechsav should not be recited Bal Peh by heart. Kal Dover Sherogil Shoga Befi HaKol. Any passage that we're familiar with, everyone is familiar with, everyone knows it. Could go on, for instance, Kriyishma, Oberes Kahanim, Uparashas HaTamid, the Kiyotzben, whether it's the Pesukim of Kriyishma, the Pesukim of the Oberes Kahanim, or the Parash of Tamid, the Kiyotzben, anything like that, Mutter, that can be said, Baal Peh. Mishnah Berura, Sifkon Aleph, Devar Mishabachsav, Suma Mutter Lekos Baal Peh. Now, a blind person is allowed to recite the verses of Tanakh by heart. The Pasuk says that when there's a time that you need to do for the sake of Hashem, we can defy that which is normally accepted, and it's specifically applied to in this scenario. Or if someone is chas v'shalom incarcerated, so he can recite the psukim by heart if he does not have the text in front of him. Sifkan Beis. I'ato. Those things that are recorded in Tarshish Basav should not be recited by heart. Kasev Radvaz Kel Gav Simon Kuf Lamed Hey. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva, Likos HaParasha Bal Peh B'Shosh HaShliach Sibir Koyre Anin Izhar. To recite the parasha by heart when the Shliach Sibir is reading from the Sefer Torah is something I am careful about. Al'eini Mo'chel Achem, but I do not protest if others do it. B'Shom Yesh Poskim Har B'Shah Soivim De'Issa Hu Davka Motzi B'Zeh Lachem De'Chavosan. Because there are many poskim who hold that the whole iser of reciting Devarim Shebechsav Bal Peh is only when you're coming to be motzi someone else his obligation. When you're coming to dispense someone else's obligation, you're being motzi someone else, that's when you cannot do it Bal Peh. V'chein kasev b'terzakenim b'hargor, this is found in terzakenim and the b'hargor. So according to this, there's nothing wrong for an individual to recite psukim Bal Peh. It's only when you're coming to motzi someone else that it's not permitted. Siv katan gimel amram al peh. Things that are besav should not be said al peh. Misha derish barabim. Someone who's giving a public lecture, drasha, baharbe psukim shebetera, with several psukim of the Torah interspersed throughout his speech. Vakashal l'chabiz v'choshal b'chumish. And it's very difficult every time to flip the pages to find the verse in the chumish. Ne kvarat sibir. It's just not kvarat sibir. After Sheish Tahaka, perhaps one can be lenient. So this is even if you don't go with what we just said. Obviously, if the issue is only to Motzi Acher, Midei Chavos, and it's not Nogea. But even if I hold that I'll be strict in that scenario, that even if I'm not being Motzi Acher, I shouldn't say the Psukim Bal Peh, in such a case, when a person gives a drasha Barabim, and it's a question of Kavod HaTzibur, one can be lenient. Ayin B'Yuma, B'Tois V'Yishonim, the Amasul Ube Esor, B'Teretz HaRishon, Ube Teretz Basor, or bear hagor hiskam l'dino teretz baso. The Mishnah at the beginning of the seventh parak of Yuma says that on Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen Gadol would lay in for the Sefer Torah, he would lay in achrimos for ach be'esor, and then they would close the Sefer Torah, and he would say by heart, ube'asor shebechumash ha'pekudim. He would lay in the Parshas Musafim from Parshas Pinchas by heart. And the Tosis Shonim on Daf Ayin asked the question that Devarim Shebechsav Yeh Torah Shalom Al Peh. That why is the Kohen Gadol reading by heart the Parshas Musafim from Parshas Pinchas if that which is written in the Torah is not supposed to be said by heart? So the Tosis Shonim gives one answer that this is only a mitzvah and a muvcher to read Torah Shebechsav from the Ksav, but Kavod Sibur would override the mitzvah and a muvcher. Then the Teretz Yishonim makes another Teretz that since he's just saying over the Avodah Sayom, he could say it Bal Peh, no different than when we daven Musaf and we say the carbon of the Musaf, in our davening we could say that Bal Peh as well. Then Teretz Yishonim brings that there's also a concept that if you're not being Moitzi the Rabbi, the Chavoson, then there's no Isser to read from Teretz Shebechsav Bal Peh. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting, the Tosi Yishonim, in his second Teretz, Teretz Basra, that only if you're being motzi the tzibur yidei chavasam, if you're being motzi the tzibur, that's when we're not supposed to say devarim shebasar bal peh. And in the Be'er HaGroh, Hiskim L'din L'teretz Bas, if you look in the Vilna Goyen's commentary, Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this answer of the Tos Yishonim, and he says, V'chein Ikr. That's the Ikr Yisoid, that for a person to say for himself, Psukim Bal Peh is not a problem, or even in a drasha it wouldn't be a problem. It's only when you're being motzi someone else that is an issue. Sif Katan Dalet, Vishagur. If you have a parasha that people are familiar with, so if people are familiar with it, so then there's no problem. If it's not something that people are familiar with, you know, he's familiar with it, so it doesn't help. It doesn't help that you know this, see if I miss a parasha, you know it inside out. That doesn't make a difference. It's got to be something everybody knows. Sifkan, hey, gong kriyashma, so the examples are kriyashma, and the Mechaber goes on to say, Birch Kahanim, so Mishnah Berurah asks, v'chein psukim d'zimma. Of course, psukim d'zimma is shogub fi akol. So the psukim psukim d'zimma one could say b'hart. Sifkan vav, uparasha satamid, and parasha satamid. Kasa magnavav, hama'ayin v'esur sifyira, sheish deos shonos b'tam heter amiris eldvam balpeh. The Magen writes, if you look in Beis Yosef, there are many different opinions why these things can be said b'alpeh. L'chein yesh li zoher, shalomah shum dar b'alpeh, ki mashnitz gepov shulchan aruch. So one should be careful to say nothing b'alpeh unless it's mentioned here in shulchan aruch. U'v'at shuvitz chavis yor mat, or loimer kol sefer tehillim b'alpeh. Shuvitz chavis yor says, gan sefer tehillim, you can say b'alpeh. T'kimut shu lo'oy rach me Hashem havli k'tefila, since the purpose is to arouse Hashem's compassion, it's like tefila. Nearly she is this mechalov, and I think one can rely on that. The belav hachidas the tesekain v'agor kapos m'davka lehotzi v'adichem vososo. Because anyway, the tesekain and Vilna Gaon hold that's only also if you be motzi v'adichem vosan, and if you're doing it for yourself, the whole thing doesn't even start. Sifkan zayin mutter. So these things are permitted. U'motzi achem b'amiras esaksuv. Now, if you're going to motzi someone else when he recites these psukim, it's sadin hamogen from lahachmir. Shalom al-Pev Chagavim. Mogen Ram says one should be machmir for all these things. And that's also implied from the Vilna Gaon. So even though the Mechaber says, Kriyesh Mar Veskahavish Tamid, you can say Balpeh, but if you're going to motzi someone else with these things, then one should not rely on this and should not say it Balpeh.